Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Wonderful. The Sam Cooke change. Well, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Alzard, and your host. And it's great to have the opportunity to see another day. And an opportunity to think and discover and to go on living until it's over for us. Concerning the view of the world and humanity, it reduces to a small common denominator throughout the world. Human beings are alive. I think it is important for us to realize that there are many people since civilization, and I'm saying that simply because what I have read of the first human they didn't have a life to account for. Uncivilized life is not accounted for in the civilized realization, because they were making stone tools. I imagine it aided them to hunt for food. And that was all to it. They weren't making anything. There wasn't a civilized thing that they created, not even a little hut, you know, that they could say, all right, this is my house. They had nothing. And reading the history of what brought us from the hominid, ape-like human, the hominid species, unto 250,000 years ago, the second species, that is the wise sapien, that is causing a lot of problem today. We don't read and know the truth. Then things like what happened that we are witnessing right now, that you don't expect anything than that, because there was not to be a hint of breeding between what happened. You see what I mean? According to the World History Textbook, pieces of the human being. The first one that we, you know, of course, is so renowned in history, of the first human. Have you ever thought about that? We cannot be ambiguous about this, because we can't ignore what that fact means to us today. You see what I mean? And talking about life, the way you think of all the presidents then of the United States. Now we are at about like what? The 45th or so president over some 300 years or more. They're dead and gone. And these guys kill four of them. These Cro-Magnon man, what you see right now. Now, you don't know of them killing themselves prior to them being able to talk and go on with criminal acts and stuff like that. And that's the first human being. Their species hominid. That's where they're coming from. If we don't know that, look at what is happening now. The story, as I have told it before, I don't think I have said it often enough for people to understand. What I never understand myself was the story that 200,000 years, I've always been reading that it is 200,000 years ago that the hybrid people were created in South Africa. But somehow, I don't think a lot of people get a good understanding of this story. You see, because I grew up with the Bible creation concept, I thought that humanity was created according to Genesis story, since it don't really make any sense in telling us when, right? I used to think it's like from way back billions of years ago, could be. I didn't think it was anything close to us as 200,000 years, but begin to look on Earth's civilized timeline. It's a whole different ball of wax. And the reason why that happens is because of the white people that write the Bible. That species write the Bible and write it to affect us, the second species, the hybrid white white sapien people. It's not them. And they're the one that intermingle with us and put bad blood inside of us. And I'm telling folks, and they behave like they're not hearing anything. Doesn't that make a difference? No. You think that, oh, the life that we are living right now, it will never end. That's what you think. I've never thought that. Because we all grow up and see people dead. We bury them. So we know that we are not going to continue to live forever. We know that. But why are we living as though we are never going to dead? How many times since these white people take over America do we have massacre of us, the African people, the ethnic people? How many times these white people use frivolous reason to kill our people and we allow them here to occupy us? You know why? It is their blood that is inside of us. Over the last 100,000 years, and we are behaving like we don't know. As much educated people, ethnic people, have university education all over the world. Right now, from years ago, we are having people of the Western world university education. And none of them will come forward with their scholastic ability to articulate expression. And all we have, the Marcus Garvey, we have the Martin Luther King. We don't see, and this other brother, Marcus Garvey. Look, I am one of the unfortunate one who barely read in my younger days, fourth grade level, to a parent that I don't even know what grade they read on. I don't know if they read they perhaps read higher than me. I can't even tell, because that was not something that, anybody paid much attention to. Our parents were just our parents, and they sent us to school. And I know that they can read the Bible and stuff like that, but nothing beyond that. But what I'm trying to say is that I understand that they didn't know the Bible was not a good book. Before my mother passed away, she realized that I began to know something, but she was not in a position to probe and find out what I am thinking, what I find out. All right, so she only go as far as telling, my close cousin to pay attention, to give me some of his attention, and because she she heard me saying some things that I never been talking before. But she never get down to find out what I was talking, right? And she passed away. Then my cousin is telling me what she did tell him. You see, so today we are talking, and my cousin is a minister, and now we have a good relationship, and we can talk good, and we talk about the problem, and he is not able to solve the problem, but he is being conquered by the church teaching that the basis on which you start a relationship with Christ and with the Father God is that you are to believe. And that's the killer right there. Start to believe in something. Nobody is promising to prove that what you believe is true. Because it feels good to talk about God and Jesus that you never see, but they will like talk about Jesus of 2,000 years ago. And the only way now I'm going to find out for real that no, Jesus never exists. It's a lie. They are invading us and killing us and taking away what we have. That's what they were doing. They don't know nothing about no salvation or nothing like that where they're writing in the Bible. White people don't know nothing about that. Is what we're supposed to look at. It's the history. Okay? Because we don't have the fantasy island, something that they're writing about, Adam and Eve in a garden by a spirit God. We don't have nothing like that in history. Nothing at all. Why we keep believing that is because, look, they poison our blood with their monkey blood, and we don't have enough sense. Like when we were created and developed the first 100,000 years, we don't have that sense no more because of these white people who fuck us with their animal blood. That's a fact. So now we are lost. All of us are lost. I mean, except me. There's hardly anybody that I know is not lost. I mean, I was lost. You see what I mean? And everything that is given to us as civilized, these white people have taken it, you know, use our blood and gone into delusion and anomaly. We don't know right from wrong. Because you look and see where they manage to destroy our good sense by writing the Bible, is that they time when they just did something that start them talking. So, in a sense, they were, when it comes to like them talking and know and making sense, you know, they were youthful in that experience. And then they get to intermingle with civilized people who talk. We are created civilized people and knowing language. They did not. For millions of years, they did not. Since they evolved, they did not know to talk for millions of years. Mingling with our blood sexually and them start to talk is a whole different ball of wax. They were not a creature created by nature to talk or to have higher sense. They were not created for that. White people were not created for that.
So now we have a humanity that is academically confused.
Oh, gosh.
That we can't make no sense. We just cannot make no sense. Now, I can tell you, since I began to read with a more enlightened mind, and I am reading the same Bible I have been reading for, decades then. People have problems with me. It's like, if you read about Enkidu in Gilgamesh, Enkidu was a human that was uncivilized. When I say civilized, he was not learned, right? And he is like, he lived most of his life among animals and stuff like that. And Gilgamesh the king heard about him, right? A plan to tame Enkidu. And it worked successful. And you know, what he did to change Enkidu to Chut. Okay? And Enkidu always come to the water with animals and have them drink water. And provide, the setting up. So when Enkidu come and saw the woman, he was lured away, by attraction to the woman, and then fall in love. They went, and Enkidu started a new life like that. Then when Enkidu come back out to see the animals, they run away from him. Because nature, energy, was different. They run away from Gilgamesh. They didn't know him. What I'm trying to tell you, that the life that we are living, it's not a rigged up life. If you know anything about biology, you will be respectful of life to understand. The biological makeup of female and male. And that goes for the lower animals. But let's stick to the human race. The first orangutan ape-like humans. The way their biological form, the way they are made up, it's a science beyond us. Are given some knowledge of our makeup so that we can have doctors to render aid to when we are healed and stuff like that. But if you think about, the feature, the form of a human and animal together, the brain, how is, to make the head and with the face, that's why, talking about the face, white people and their origin
did not have human face like we are. They had primate face, broad face, and you can see some of the pictograph with them, right? So what my emphasis is, the fact that you have animals and both the earliest human being without speech, and later on, the species, the hominin, not hominin, I mean the sapien species, did not have a language. That's what I have read, right? They didn't have a language, but they were the third highest classification of human that came about, right? So whoever was generating these species, this is how it comes. You have the hominin that don't talk. You have the sapien that don't talk, but class as animal, he is like the wisest. Like most animals out there, you can tell that, you know, even dogs are, you know, very clever animals, that they can take dog and make a police dog, right? Their sense of smell and stuff like that, they have a lot in them that, you know, humans can train them to do certain kind of things. So what I'm saying, what I am after now is the focus on what life is and how are we to regard life. When we allow these white people to come in with their insane self and begin to kill people, like, you know, and make it seem like it's natural to be done, and we accept it. I am saying that, look, we don't know about ourselves. We don't know that. And when they can affect our brain with their blood and render us null and void, as it were, because all that has been set up in the world by the Elohim gods, when they created us, the first 100,000 years. We were not idiots. We are the most intelligible humans on the earth. You can't say that of the white people and how they originate. You can't say that of them because they don't have anything to show. White people don't have anything to show. It's the reason why what they are showing right now is not of natural cause. And the reason why we are taking what they do as natural cause is because we turned idiot long time ago, 100,000 years ago. And the story is told in history, and we don't know. And we don't care to know either, because we are now a new creature. And that's what they write in the Bible, and we don't know what they're talking about. In Christ, we are a new creature. When you believe in Christ, you're a new creature? What kind of new creature is that? Jesus never exists. So the story that you have about Bethlehem of Judea and all that is not a true story. But we don't have anything else to do but believe it, unless something happens. Because that which we have lost because of these white people, right? The next thing is that they are not just natural causes. The way they are created is the way they are to be through until they are dead. They do something that prolongs their life.
and that is to intermingle with civilized people that have a different human prospect that they are sharing don't belong to them. But they are honing now what they never own and should never own, so they take charge. Into the kingship, when you read the World History textbook and you're reading about Africa, the first civilized people, the African hybrid people, the talking people, the people with language, where we get the language from, the Elohim gods that come from a planet within this solar system. And the story of history is not biblical stories. Prehistory story and the flood and all that is not Pian's makeup story. You see, in that there was a flood, it is history. Right? How white people come to be writing and talking and doing all kind of sophisticated stuff that they could not do, say, at least 3 million years before. They were not able to do anything. They have taken over charge now. On what? On what foundation? Because there is before, I mean, they've been here before everybody. But the record is clear. They are hominid. That's what it says. You can't wipe that out of the story. White people came from ape-looking man. Their face was broad like southern apes. Flat-faced man of Kenya. That's what the World History textbook says. White people today, not into none of these history books as a civilized people. So what they are a production of going under into the unnatural world and become like they are natural. You see, where they can rearrange our language and everything now and teach us whatever, all kind of foolishness they want, because they get education and everything. Where they get it from? The Elohim. You really don't know that. So when they jump ahead and make up universities and stuff like that, they know that they were going to take control of the world, because we don't have no sense at their hands what they did. Pervert the all of the Elohim people then. You see what I mean? You don't hear any of the Elohim people from Chinese come right on back to the rest of us, Indians and stuff like that. You don't hear us. You do not hear us talking the universal knowledge that we get by having the God's blood. They came from their homeland and take over this planet and set up all of the great things on planet Earth. But once they left and we are supposed to carry on kingship government and see to it that we have orderly society, living by righteous king law code, these what you call Cro-Magnon white people have made such a difference. Whereas it turns out you can look at the last 100,000 years and you see the difference between the first 100,000 years when we developed in Africa. So by the time we come into the Western or outside of Africa and set up, you don't see what happened. we have lost our mental efficiency. We digress that we have these monkeys making up universities and churches, and it's a new world, and them I tell you that. That's why Christmas and Easter exist. That is what they do to change our civilized world. So that when it is our military they seize and began to like began to invade and to occupy our territory that we set up everywhere we go. Everywhere these white people are there and looking in your face and telling you about justice and all them kind of thing. Yeah, so they substitute the civilized people. They are the homosexual, and they make you know that. Because everywhere we go now, sodomite is there, because they supplant us with their sodomite people, and we can't say nothing. Because all of us are Christian, and once you're Christian, you are done. You are done. I have a brother with a PhD, and he doesn't bother talk to me. He doesn't talk to me for a reason. And the way we grow up, we don't grow up into animosity against each other. But Jesus is going to make sure that we don't get along, because it's what you read in the Bible, right? And it doesn't matter. Flagrant the lies are in the Bible about Jesus. My brother hung on to that with a PhD. But somehow, just like among like 11 of us, as far as I can see, I know are the first to overtly manifest that, you know, something is wrong. And my first brother, who realized something was wrong, he was just inspired to know. He was born with that good sense. And when he saw, but he was a part of the church, though. He started out maybe like 2 years, he probably was into the church. But then he come to realize that the church was not something that is civilized. The actual functioning, the gut of the church was sink, and he didn't bother with it. But it took me like about 50 years or so before I am reading and found out. It's not anybody telling me, twist me and bias me. It's what I read about world human establishment, where we coming from, and the history that tells us what happened. And you know, it became strange to read prehistory and about the Elohim. And although I read about Elohim in the Bible, but now that's what I know about. Is Elohim in the Bible? That don't really mean anything. But I believe, and it's not hard to believe something that can't manifest itself. That's what the good or what justifiable about you having a belief in something you don't know. The Bible teaches us to do that. That is what makes us lunatic. Because the church cannot run, just like you don't have a car will run from water, so you can go throw water into the gas tank.
and see if it will run. Now go on. And this is what we have here today, that white people are here and they are not joking about taking over every settlement that we African people can set up since 100,000 years ago. These white people come, and I am telling you why you know it's true. You know it is true. But guess what? You think you're going to heaven someday because of Jesus. And although you're reading the Bible, if I ask you to show me under notary seal, you know, when you get something notarized as a seal of somebody who is authorized to notarize things, it cannot be a lie. Where you're notarized cannot be a lie, because certification is to authenticate it. You know what I mean? A notary is authenticating. Okay? They can't stamp something that they know is a lie. You don't do that. And so, I'm saying, where we are today with Christmas and stuff, it's where we fall away from civility. I mean, a lot of people now realize they don't celebrate Christmas. But do they know the full reason why they don't celebrate Christmas? You know, maybe, you know, it has to be a little fact of something, but do they know the full? There's hardly anybody who really read and know. But how I come to realize something that I never thought I would, it is because, one, I learned to read a little higher than fourth grade level. And I ain't kidding nobody. I'm telling you the truth. Raw, 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 ABC. I was interested to read, you know, as much as I could, better, higher than fourth grade level. And so, that was a natural improvement in my life, because nothing was wrong with my faculty. I was capable of learning and going even much, much higher than, you know, I mean, to higher education. I go to high school, I graduate, but, you know, that's not the amount of education I should have. But I hadn't had support under the slavery thing that I come up in Jamaica. Everybody can't stereotype me. There are other people who have done well, better than me, but there's hardly anybody in my district that was doing all that well with reading. And even if they do a little well, they don't really, I don't hear of them make no news or not like that, that they, you know, they're this, they're that. My brother, younger brother, who went to England and happened to get better education, you know, he went to a PhD. And I have another brother and another sister who got good higher education in England. Well, in Jamaica, I only learned to read to the fourth grade level, right? So I can't say it started off in Jamaica, and I imagine they were doing better than me at fourth grade, right? So they go to England and further, you know, achieve higher education. All right. But I now with my high school reading level. And when I came out of the adult school with 12.12 reading comprehension. That's you know, quite a way up from fourth grade level, right? And I was a real person. I'm Christian, but I'm real. I was not fanatic. I was getting up and they said that, you know, you should speak in tongues once you're filled with the Holy Ghost. You should speak to, you're expected to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave you utterance. Well, from the first occurrence where it was accepted that I was speaking in tongues one night, and you know, after we tarry, you have to tarry to get the Holy Ghost, you know. I mean that's what they wrote in the Bible, and that's what we are practicing, that the Pentecost, you know. we're in a hopper room. Not in Augusta. But I was drugged through all that mental drug, you know, to, as it were, go through some, what they call tarrying. And you start to pray until you, like, go off in a trance or something like that. You know, you can manipulate and do any kind of a nonsense. Well, that was what happened. I went through that and would think that the Holy Ghost would inspire me to speak tongues after that. I never felt anything. Now, since it is the Spirit that is going to come upon you every now and then and make you like, who? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know. That, you know, not me, the Spirit would shake me now and then into something, you know. It never happened. And no matter what is going on around me, you know, I can't pretend like I am having a spirit, because that's counterproductive. That is counterproductive, right? So I wouldn't get into that foolishness and go on like I am, you know, in the Spirit. So I prove that does not work. When they're talking about, now, based on the history about the hybrid people, that is not in history, both Holy Ghost and stuff like that. These white people make it up. You see, and just as they talk about Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Look, let me tell you something. Your brain is digressed. You're regressive when you are washing the saints' feet, and like Jesus washed the saints' feet. These people draw pictures and, you know, depict, you know, Jesus and 12 disciples. Michelangelo something. Those things are not true, never true. Now, without you are confronted and put to the test, you don't have anything else to think about and believe it. But now, we have been believing that for so many of our generation, until it becomes like, you know, it's something, it's a false, real thing, but to us it's real. And it's hard to get that out of people when you know, that stuff get away into their bloodstream and you can't get it out. Just like what they did to our ancestors 100,000 years ago. Catch them, rape them, and breed up, force breed them, cross breed them, and become talking European. This is what happened in the world. How easy it is for somebody to hear what I'm saying and make sense of it, because it's all about making sense. If you can't make sense of something, that's it. Your brain, cerebrum, cerebellum. That's where this station is for us to make sense. You see what I mean? What you can't perceive is like your mind is not allowing you to perceive. So if you can't perceive, you can't perceive. But what happens if you can perceive? You hear somebody talking and you listen to them good and you are discerning whether or not this person is making sense or not. It is the brain that is able to do that. You understand the intangible things and what to look for as a tangible object that matches intangible representation. What we have going on here today, and talk about church. Church is a uncivilized thing that you can't find anywhere in the world is a textbook to represent church. Church did not exist during what is called BC era. What is BC? What is BC or BCE? Who know what that is? Do you? No. We, in believing in the church, believe falsehood that these white people make up. And of course, they were not civilized people until they do something start to talk and begin to understand things that they would never have understood. But they have done something that put them close to the hybrid people, because it's the blood inside of us that makes us well-rounded, civilized people. All we have to do is learn to read. It comes with the territory. You have to learn to read. And learning to read is not what ape-like people learned in their era of development. They didn't learn to read. White people didn't learn to read. There was no such a thing. So they spend their time out there. Anything that they can fuck, they catch it and fuck it. These white people. You see? So that's the record. They caught the sapien Neanderthals. Sapien. Why sapien? And they corrupted the Neanderthals and turned around and killed them. By this time, they don't look like heap anymore, because they interbreed for like some 18,000 years. They interbreed up the Neanderthal people. We don't get to know them. But they are our brother subgroup from Wise Sapien. Now, you can, look, what I'm saying, you can take it to the bank, because it is the world history textbook that say it. So we are in a world that is false, but we know what is not false, because we have the history. And like I'm saying, our problem is not reading it. The world is the text. I talk about the two, I have two world history textbooks. One is National Geographic, one is Printisol. And I can tell you, I rather the edition of National Geographic than Printisol. Yeah, because although it is addressing the same issues, but the Printisol is more sloppy. It's sloppier. It's quite a few knots down below the National Geographic. That's reading and comparison. So if you want to check out what I am saying to you, the National Geographic publication is 2004 publication, National Geographic World History, published in 2004. That edition, I don't know how different it may be from the previous edition, but it is a current published work. And no other work takes the place of world history, whatever you want to call it, but it is world history. Right? So when you have a rare situation like having white people take over the world and them a monkey origin, look, they commit a lot of crimes, a lot of atrocities, and they hide their identity. Like in the case of the World History textbook, like the National Geographic, you can't find these hominids identify themselves for who they are. And worse in that they couldn't talk before, and they start talking by meeting talking people. Oh, what they do now, where they started seeing and able to get education, they have a big jump start on the African hybrid people, and especially us. I mean, the level at which white people start to talk and communicate. The fact that they were, at the top of the line animals, once they begin to talk and they get education, to me, they were in some ways able to advance their criminal nature that they had. And whereas they were never going to be civilized people, you see, and now they want the world to think that they are civilized. And you got to accept them stealing and killing and, waste money and foolishness. The money is not theirs. They're in Europe, and they never show anything about having any wealth at all, like in the civilized case, where people, like in a world where people, we have banking and stuff like that. Find out, did they have banks in Europe before 1.5 million years? That they were living like all in Africa for like 2 million years, where they developed? Did they have banks and stuff like that? That was a long time for them to have all what civilization is. If they were in any kind of way civilized when they were making stone tools all of that time.
You see what I mean? So right now, if people don't get psychological awakening, these white people will turn every human being on the planet into sodomy. Because that's their aim, that's their objective, and that is agenda. It is their agenda. When you see they write a book like the Bible, you won't know, as far as I can see, because I didn't know that the Bible was a sodomite book. The Holy Bible is a sodomite book. Call me and ask me about it. Number for you to call me is 347-850-1358. No, I mean, I'm serious. I'm ready to sit down and listen to somebody tell me how wrong I am. Because I'm talking about the species. I mean, I'm not going from the middle of the stream with anything that I'm talking about. I'm talking about it from the point where it is the head of the stream with this issue. Not go down the stream with it. We go to the head of it. And I said, human being was never here on the earth until they come. And what were they when they came? Monkey face. Human. That's what they were. So if you want to tell me that I'm wrong, you will have to have a starting point as to what makes me wrong, because you're going to oppose my starting point. My starting point is with the history of hominid, and that there are two hominid human beings. Whatever they want to write on Google and talk a whole bunch of nonsense, or any other book they want to bring home, the book that really has perfection of human existence, it's all into the world history textbook throughout all time. You see what I mean? If you want to know if something is right from wrong, you have to come to the world history textbook. You know, this is not a personalized, or this is a international, you know, inclusion of things that are important in the world for a long, 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 long time, you know, crossover generation gap, you know, and it stays this way. What I'm trying to tell you now about, like, Christmas and Easter and all these things that these white people are doing, and trying to inject all of these waste and civilized stuff down our brain. That's what they're doing. You see, because what they're talking about law is not law at all. And it's time to take a stand. It is time to take a stand on what is civilization and why they have trailed us from where we travel out of Africa into the Western world. Why do they trail us and taking away what we have and talking about they make government? These sodomites that we must tell the story as to why they come talking after millions of years. Why aren't we not telling why? If you cannot afford at a time like now when they have caused us to lose, and they are writing a Bible now that is being relied on as a book greater than any other book, greater than even the world is a textbook too. That's what these sodomites do, because they want the world to turn sodomite.
And as long as I am giving, as long as I am given what it takes to drive them out, that's what is going to happen. Because all it takes is the truth. You don't take a gun, right? You don't take no harm if you do that. And what we can do with a little bit of knowledge, it doesn't matter. Them can't compare what they have with the knowledge. You see, they don't want the knowledge to be known. They want us to believe the most ridiculous thing they have right in a book. Look, the point is, I have a right to tell white people to get out with their AD and Adamani, because the government is what is history here. They don't have any history for AD and Adamani, but Bible, and Bible is not a civilized book. Okay? And the only thing I have is to ask the good Lord to help Sodomite out. Because it is clear that they follow us after they done fucked up our blood and our brain, you know, no longer what it was. No, look. It's time we look help from who can help us. Because we've gone astray a long time and we don't know. And, you know, if we find out, what are we going to do? Live under these sodomite white people? No. Since they don't have any intention of leaving our territory, you know. Yeah, and they want to convince us that they have a right to be here. They're not. White people don't have any right to be in America, in Palestine, and any place else. They fasten themselves and plant all their sodomite people everywhere and behave like, oh, sodomite belong everywhere, really? That's not true. I want to see something happen from above so that it leaves no doubt at all. What this guy is saying is true. Nature is against them. Okay? Take them out. Take them out. Take white people out with your sodomy out. You think that the nice neighbors, or you can go with them to Europe. That's that place that is designed for white fucking honest people. Europe. That's the place. They leave Africa and go up there. That's the place they're supposed to go. But they follow us because they realize the interbreeding and make them start talking, and they come in and get education, and the whole thing go upside down. I'm telling you, the life that we have, it is as such that, and people dead and gone, you know what I mean? They were here kicking up dust and stuff. Remember when Reagan was alive and telling Gorbachev? Gorbachev is probably still alive. You see? And when, you know, he was going on with a lot of things. But where is he? Where is Nancy? Nancy dead too, right? So, and, you know, I mean, Kennedy dead, they kill him. And until this day, they won't let the public see the report that they gather. They don't want the world to know. But might as well, they make the world know. You see what I mean? Might as well they make the world know. But these are the people that pollute up the world, and it's hard to know that they did it.
you know, so flagrantly, and yet still it is difficult for you and I who born in this generation to know them whole bunch of something that had happened in the world that affect us today. You see, and if we don't know, we will live and live at a this, live under a lower level of life because of these white people. And you will think, say, oh, that's the way the world is supposed to be. No, that's not true. We are believing a whole bunch of stuff that these white people want us to believe and to pursue. They have all the money to spend to make us go the wrong way. And that's what they're doing. But if you have sense, you will find out that what we are believing and what we are worshiping is not true. But our blood is defiled and we're not understanding things the way it is to be understood. And if you want to keep on following the Bible, you will never make amends at all. You will never be cleansed of the disease that they put into our brain. You see, church is not for civilized people. And if you start reading the Bible, you will see what I'm saying. You see, where you don't have no God in there. You don't have no Jesus, no son, no devil cast down from no earth and all that kind of thing. What the Bible is saying, the opposite is true. You see what I mean? The opposite is true. And you're going to feel like you're losing your relationship with God. And don't go like that. I used to think that I probably blasphemed the Holy Ghost when I was growing up. And what did I do? Didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. But you have ghosts that are plaguing your mind and make you think things. Not go so. I convict you for something where you don't do. You see? And my friends, it really grieve me, because I see a lot of some of my people say, just about all of us, hadn't it been for the circumstances that we grew up under, we would be okay. I don't read of any of us in the first 100,000 years was crazy. Don't hear no negative, don't read no negative reports. But since then to now, something is wrong with us. And see, what is wrong is not intangible. Tangible. Because you can see it since 100,000 years ago. And we who come to the, you know, out in the Western world, we are the ones who are useless to ourselves. And these white people come in and use their better sense against us. Because they head for the source. When they start to talk, they realize that they have to get to learn things. And they come to us. They come to the pantheon of the gods and learn. And even learn to be, emperor and learn to be priests and all them kind of thing. Where you see they make up the monks and thing like that. And begin to pattern their culture after ours. That's what they do. And gradually steal all of our hardware and software stuff and take it and make it theirs. That's what these white people do. And then they lie about it. Because in the case, the first day that they came out
to go political.
They couldn't, white people could not raise up any institution that is political by themselves, because they didn't have nowhere with all to do it. Okay? First, they were all stone tool ape face man maker. They had nothing for millions and millions of years. African people are created in southern Africa over 200,000 years now. That's not 1 million years. You see what I mean? And so, what we see happening now, it is happening, and it's not just we. It spread from us in the West. Go right back into Africa. The government, the central government, these white people, once they could read, they turned the entire world upside down from Africa to the West. That's why they sell us in a ship. You see? Our own government put us in a ship and sell us to the white people. If they are not partners, will tell me who are partners. Our own Africa. So you don't see no kingship government rule in Africa or any place. So if we don't know, if we can't read our history, we will be totally disconnected. We won't know how to connect ourselves either. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I'm telling you what I know. And that's all I want to do. That is all I want to do. People are running away from civilization. It doesn't matter how well they are reading. They just want to go and make a living and stuff like that. And all the signs are in front of our faces. You ask people, what is the difference between BC and AD? It stands for a calendar. A lot of people don't know that. The first calendar, and these sodomites come and make moon calendar. They are so anxious to be on their own, but they don't have anything to build their own on, because they come from monkeys, and monkeys don't have nothing to leave behind for them besides being monkeys. Now, here we are with the gods, the Elohim gods. They don't even want the world to know that the Elohim is real, though everything that is being set up on earth is by them. But these faggots, they want to take charge so much that this is what they do. Now, the truth is here. Use it and bomb them. Use the truth. Don't go there and start no riot or nothing like that. Use the truth. That's what we're not using. Use it. And you know what? Peril will come down upon them, you know, see. But you keep on going to the church, what will happen to you is like the 9 people that this white man going to the church and kill under Obama presidency. They kill 9 African people, hominid. What I mean is the sapient people, the ethnic people. This white man going to their church, and whose church it is, are the white people them church. And it's going to take a mighty long time for maybe some of us will realize that the church is a sodomite institution and nothing about Jesus is true. From Old Testament to New Testament, if you read with good sense, you won't find anything in there to believe, because you will see No God no in there. No Jesus no in there. Where begot no God no begot no son. And none of that no happen. No Satan no thrown out of heaven. You're not going to find none of those things too. If you read the Bible with your good senses, if you're reading it with your unnatural mind, you're not going to see anything. You're not seeing anything besides, you know, those like words of God and Jesus and anointing and all that kind of thing there. And the preacher there, you know, take it and throw it out to you like corn, you know, to the fowls. And you pick it up and that's all you know. Those words on the Bible, praise the Lord, the blood of Jesus, plead the blood of Jesus and all those kind of stuff. You don't have no structure or form of the things that you're believing because they don't exist. And if your mind begin to read with structure and form, you will begin to see that there are too much dead frogs in the Bible that you believe in. That's what the white people want. That's why they are always going out there and kill people for no reason because they are demon possessed. And that's what we Bible people are encouraging. Because then come with them sodomite cells. And oh, not wrong now. Because they have all the money and blah, blah, blah. This sodomite them. You know, fucking asshole. And you want to tell me we gone that low in orbital energy of our brain. We gone that low. That we accept sodomy. People fucking asshole. Homosexual. Can't you see that? We accept that. Because, you know, now it's coming down to where it's hard to accept the church and the teaching of the church. Because these white people, the more they see us, as it were, lose our senses, is the more they demand that they fix the society the way sodomite want our society to be. Because right now in America, how can you show the difference between African people and sodomite white people? What difference is between us? When we go to the same church, that the faggot them raised up from long time ago, 2,000 years or so ago, right? And we believe it from the time of way back when them kill us and kill us in Palestine and then war between 66 and 70 and by 70, they kick us, kick our people out. And they go into neighboring country and stuff like that where a pure Christianity there. And they kill them. They continue to kill our people. You see? And we are still holding on to the church. You see what I mean? If we don't pray to our gods and read and find out what is the truth, and you want your Jesus church, well, my friend, one thing, life, if you don't hold your life precious, you don't have to hold it precious because you're going dead. And what you want to do is to make good of your life. That's why you're eating and drinking, because you want your life to continue. Otherwise, you stop eating and you will be dead. White people that you see here are possessed demons. Every one of these white people you see out there, them possessed with demons. It's not a joke. Every single one of them. And then we who follow them got to be possessed with demons too. You know, got to be possessed, because why we go to church is not the spirit of truth. What them call spirit of truth is the opposite. It's the devil them talk about. Now, for example, when they talk about The devil bring Jesus up on a pinnacle to tempt him. We believe those stories. There is nothing in that which is true. Not even the slightest. It doesn't even have a beginning that is true. That they mix up with foolishness. That is pure foolishness altogether. About Jesus and the devil carry him up to tempt him. What is it in the St. Matthew 4 or something like that? To tempt the devil, you know. And all them a thing them a tell about the devil and theater. It is not true. It is a sodomite stuff. Now, if you're able to, like, I am talking like elementary things, the basic things that you should know when something is wrong. If you can't tell that something is wrong, there's no way of helping yourself or helping anybody else. Christmas and Easter is a sodomite thing. Y'all go buy a Christmas tree. It is a sodomite thing. So what are you going to do? Which one of them you going to want? You can't want none of them. Because all the holidays and all them kind of thing that is sodomite makeup, they make it up on A.D. and a Domini. That don't is... It's not a civilized thing. AD and Adamini, these white people are not civilized. You see, you can't find anywhere in the Bible, you take it to somebody who has, you know, let's say a fair legal sense and say, show me where in this Bible is proof that Jesus said this right here. And they will not find anything that any Jesus say in the Bible. And that's what we believe. So just think about that. All right. The truth needs a place. And that's what I try to tell people, is the truth, the most basic truth I know, and it is not for you to believe it. It is for you to see knowledge speaking in what you hear, and you can work with knowledge because you can find it. You can find the object when you need it. It's not like believing where you can't prove nothing. That's not the way it is. History is not... It's not a book of revelation, like what you're reading in the Bible, right? And your life is not going to be right. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you are believing these old bunch of nonsense, how will your life be right? Your life cannot be right. You may be doing well and you say, God will bless you. You can talk about God as blessing you. In the same way, God is blessing people out there who Christian would condemn. Christian can't condemn nobody because Christianity, you as a person who is suffering from mistaken identity of fact, you think Christianity is true. But that is misidentification. Because Christianity has never been a civilized thing. It doesn't come from civilized people. It don't come from civilized blood. And so you have to start where you have root in the truth. All right. I tell you about the knowledge we are to have of ourselves and to respect our life that is temporary. Do the best you can right now to elevate your life whilst you're alive. Otherwise, when you are, your life is gone out of your body, you know, it's all over with. Now, are you a pure person when you're dead? Are you here kicking up dust and stuff like that? Right? You don't want to perish when you're dead. You want your spirit live on in the other
world. I have this link here that is beneficial to people, and I always ask people to come and get it. If you are around, you have some more minutes, about 20 minutes or so like that, you can come into the chat room and get this link. You need to have it. It's not a joke. And the preface to this link here goes this way. Earth International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tallinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been speaking, Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and to rewrite our history books. When I tell you the things I say about the condition we are in and the believing that we are believing in a whole bunch of foolishness that don't belong to history, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Right here, these gentlemen in South Africa, they are, you know, close to the site, 150 miles inland of South Africa. You will come to this metropolis where the gods had their where they had the settlements, all of their scientific things that they do over there, and where we were created. Okay? If you don't read and conform yourself to the best information on earth to bring knowledge to us about who we are and what the human world is, really, and what it is for you. All right. That is a portion that I wanted to, like, tell you about. This link is here for you. Anytime you come here, it's in the chat room. And if you come here anytime and you want this link, just let me know. You want to just come in and pick it up, turn around, that you can do too. I don't have anything attached to this. Just come and get this link and go and use it. Okay? Because the information is very crucial that we know. Right? Just that you believe the church. I am not telling you anything for you to believe, because history is not something for you to believe. It's for you to identify. You know? It's just like if you go somewhere for the first time. Did you get there by believing? No. Because belief can lead you anywhere. Belief don't have any eye or eyes. You see, you got to get to know etymological words and how it gives knowledge. You have to find out the knowledge, the intangible and the factual, tangible thing that corresponds with when somebody's telling you something. That's the intangible part. Now, I'm telling you about this link. That's the intangible part. I have the link here. But
How are you going to know these things in the link and what it says? By you just believing? No. It's by you clicking the link and go and view the information there. That is their physical manifestation. All right. Let me now come to this. Let's come to this next section of this edition. And the title reads, White Europe Homo Erectus Infamous Sex Act Grind Neanderthals 18,000 Years. Let's listen to this. Neanderthals, white Europe, let me start this again. White Europe, Homo Erectus, infamous sex act, grind the Neanderthals for 18,000 years. White Europe, Homo Erectus, infamous sex act, grind Neanderthals 18,000 years. Our human species. One, Homo erectus is hominid species. Two, wise sapien. Number two is wise sapien species. So, broadly, the African hybrid people are a sapien species. Wise sapien species. That's the name of the individual ancestor of the hybrid ethnic people. Whether you're Chinese or whatever it is, the gods who created us of the strength of a mixture of life, genetic mixture, and that is deer blood. They are immortal. So if you are having the blood of the Elohim, you are of the highest form of life. Not human, but immortal. As we are now, we are mortal because we are mixed with their blood and the sapien blood. You see what I mean? When the hominid come and interbreed with our people who are still mortal, but we are the highest form of humanity. Not them. When they come and mingle with us, that's why, like I'm telling you, we have lost our brain. It's the reason why these faggots come here and controlling us. We don't even know the difference between AD and Adamani. We don't know the change from the right calendar to their faggot calendar. And talk about, oh, they do it because to calculate, like civilization wasn't here long before they were talking. Civilization was here before these white people start talking. I mean, long time too. So, what I'm saying to you here now, if we don't start to read and know exactly how the cookie crumbled over these many years and what brought us to when that these white people follow us from Europe to everywhere we live, outside of Africa, and come and talk about they have AD and Adamani, and talk about Jesus born of a virgin, and all these old bunch of stinking stuff that they come and use the church to nourish us into being sodomites. That's what the church is all about, and what Jesus is all about. Jesus is not a character. It's a fictional character, not real character. right? And that's what they are doing, using this faggot book about God and Jesus and tear down our entire cultural life, you see. White people don't business in none of our culture. And they want us to think that they have a right to be here. You see what I mean? And all they did was fuck a lot of asshole last, come and tell you that they are your government. Okay? They don't want to hear none of this. Why they don't want to hear none of this? Because they know that, hey, we are not all blind. You see? They can't stand the truth because they want to dress. Don't you see their dress up? You see all these white men in Washington, where they call the White House. Don't you see how they dress up? Well, 100,000 years ago, these white people weren't dressing up in no cotton or fabric. They were wearing, animals' skin. That's what they were wearing. So this is the interbreeding and all that went on, and they can talk now, they get education and stuff, and talking like us and carrying on. It's like, it's hard to distinguish between them and us. But you read and you know, you don't have any problem to identify who they are and trying to, now call themselves by our species. No, they don't come from our species. And it doesn't matter how they interbreed with us, they still not of our species, because what they do is violation. Introgression. Listen to this. Do you know what is the meaning of introgression? I don't have to just tell you what introgression is, so that it is not going to pass you. The meaning of what I'm saying, make it less likely for you to misunderstand, okay? Introgression. It means, it is a noun, of course, introgression is a noun, biology, the transfer of genetic information from one species to another, result of hybridization. That's describing us, African people, whether you're Chinese or Indian. You don't belong to the white race of Europe. You get it? Introgression is what is to happen among us as a culture, but not outside of our species. We don't go outside of our species, because when you go out of your species, what you are doing is transferring a bad blood into your good, you are giving them your good blood, and therefore you get contaminated. Because some of you gone to them, and some of them come to you. Introgression. That's what white people do with black people. They destroy our brain and the way we are supposed to think and behave. We don't have that sense of how to behave, how to protect ourselves, how to defend things and stuff like that. We are suffering from wrong introgression, African people. Okay? So you see how important it is. I'm not kidding around. I am giving you the operative word. I don't come from, the big educational school, right? But at least I am following the rudiments of history and I didn't mean to say history, of etymology. You see what I mean? I'm following etymology. And when you read history and you see any information, and when it comes to talk about what is known by both, especially the uncivilized people, they know that they interbreed with the African people, and it means this, what I'm telling you right here is I said, they are from hate. Don't, for heaven's sake, forget that white people come from monkey species, hominid. You can't forget that. Okay? Because when you forget that, you lose yourself. What I am telling you is true. And, you know, you're not a voice in here talking, right? It's just me, right? And it means that, in fact, if you want to, like, come and talk to me, and look, you know, running out of time now, you have like about another 5 minutes to call me now and talk to me. I'm talking this myself because I expect people to, like, confront me and talk to me. Call me here and talk to me. You see what I mean? And I have enough time. I can talk to anybody anytime they want. And I am holding my own. Because right here, I have the dictionary on the computer. It's Google. And I put the word in, introgression. 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 Okay? So it is telling you that it is, when you do introgression, it is going to be an act of transfer of genetic information. I mean, it's in your blood, it's in your blood. Remove it, it's a transfer. Remove it from you, and that happened like this case. If it's usually like sexually, that is one way it is happening. A man and a woman. And I don't know the complication of two men fucking each other. I don't know about that. But this integration I'm talking about, it is male and female, you know, penetration sex. So not unless if you want to go into the bank where they store these genetic things, and you can, but two men can impregnate each other anyway. Sperm can impregnate sperm. So you look into what I am saying to you about why it is important for you to know what species you are of, which species you belong to. That is ultimate in life, in every human being life, and all hybrid people have the same sapien species. Wise sapien species. Every one of us. White people have a different species. They don't want you to know that. White people don't want you to know that. Because all of the church, all of the things them that they are running here, we don't want them in our place. Them can take the church and go wherever they want to go with it. But as far as the universities and stuff like that, these are stuff that we can use. But we don't want them here talk about their own any university and a managed university. They are not supposed to be in our institution, no way, shape, or form. And they got to get out. We don't want them here. You see, and the gods know exactly what to do with them. We don't want them in our territory, in our atmosphere. They don't come here and run us down and talk about they are, they don't have anybody else to invade beside us, you know, because we only belong from two different species, and they are following us where we go, and then they go to Africa, and go, you know, destroy those people in Africa too, because they turn Christian over there. These white people are evangelizing the world, right? And I am not going to like live here and know this and don't say it. Okay? They don't own anything. Okay, and you see, I know, as long as the gods are there and they see us want to improve our situation, they're going to help us. They will help us. If we're not fooling around, they will help us or just wipe us out completely. Like they could have wiped us out in the flood that gone by, but they didn't. They wanted us to live. Now, when we come here and taking these faggots into our places everywhere we live, and no more of the kingship emulation on earth, no, it ain't going to work. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. This transfer of genetic information from one species to another as a result of hybridization between them and repeated back crossing. You see, let's see here. Crossing? But crossing is a crossing of a hybrid with one of its parents or a individual genetically similar to its parent to achieve offspring with a genetic identity closer to what of a parent, closer to that of the parent. It is used in architecture, animals, breeding, animal breeding, and production of gene, not organism. So here you can see a lot of things is happening here. Introgression, you see? Hybrid. So, you know, you can go hybridization, but you will have to go with compatible partners. If you're going to, like, within the species that we are hybrid, same central blood, a Chinese can go with anybody else in the ethnic group, you know, and not from their own taxonomic as Chinese. They can go and mix with the group of the hybridization. You see, we are hybrid of one kind of blood. So we have the blood of the immortal gods, the Elohim, and we have the other blood of the species, the sapien species. You see what I mean? So any one of the hybrid group can go with the other group and interbreed. There's absolutely nothing to that. But you don't go and interbreed with white people. You're killing
your species. That's what you're really doing. So if you didn't know that, you know that today, because right here, I'm giving it to you. You don't want to take portion of you and give it to outside of your species. That's the problem with that. Introgression and back crossing. I tell you, man. All right. And so, let me go on and read some more of this. Introgression, the transfer of genetic material between species following hybridization and backcrossing to the parental species. You see what I mean? Parental species. You have to deal with the parental species. You see, so I'm sitting here and talking and people not paying attention to what I'm saying. We have improvement to make, and these white people are sitting on top of us because they're getting what they want while they're killing us, and they are doing it willfully. And we go like, we don't know. Well, we don't really know, because them don't do what they want to do with us long time, and watching us reel and tumble. A fundamental concept of plant evolutionary biology, Anderson and Huebrich, 1938. Anderson, 1949. White hominid Europe most instantly expelled from among wise sapien African American settled society for lethal cause. You see, they come on among us for a wrong reason. They don't belong, and the reason why they don't touch the species at all. They don't care nothing about species. You see what I mean? White people don't care nothing about the African sapien species, except that they can get benefit from it. The Neanderthals that get rid, you see, the portion of the sapien species that they get from the Neanderthals over 18,000 years, it removed their monkey face over time. They don't look like monkeys no more. That's who they are here today, looking like us and talking like us. They don't want you to know that. I don't know if they turn my mic off yet. It doesn't matter what they do. The truth is the truth. And there's nothing they can do to get away from the truth. You see? Nothing they can do to get away from the truth. And it doesn't matter how they feign and morph, it's not going to last. Okay. They think they have wherewithal to destroy us, but it's not in their best interest to destroy us. It better them go about them business and go live their life where they are supposed to live it and stop living off of us. They don't have any business to be writing and dibbling and dabbling into our existence, and we don't have any control over ourselves. Even our inalienable rights, they're going to use their, I just want the right words to use on this here. Because when these folks are going to talk about, you know, they're writing a Bible and it's the word of God and it represents us. They talk about all men are created equal. But they don't mean anything that they're
talking about all men are created equal, because they were not created by nobody at all except nature. So where they going with Bible and a talk like they were created by a God somewhere? They're not. So we are in a position to do the right thing. Here we are learning to do the right thing. No, here we are learning what these white people have done to us. And if you hold on to them and hold on to the church and stuff like that, you will never get better. You will always be under these fucking white people's AD anadamani world rule. Under that. And that don't have one jot article of civilization into it to benefit the African people. And if you don't know that, they got you. Integration. Wrong, bad integration. Remember that now. It's not taking anywhere and back crossing. You do it within the parent species. You don't do it outside. And they are outside. Unquestionably so. And see, we suffer the mental setback, because no matter what we do, we are not, the history government record reflects our government. And white people are not a part of this history. So they go write a Bible so that, you know, they can turn we fool. With the Bible, adapt them use. The Bible is not history at all. Back crossing of a hybrid with one of its parents or an individual genetically similar to its parent. You see, so you have to come out of the parent species in order to be going in the right direction when you are crossing, back crossing, okay? To achieve offspring with a genetic identity closer to that of the parent. You see what I mean? You can't go out of the parents. You see, this is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. Very, very serious stuff. This. Very serious. No?
Yes. So, yes, back crossing is a crossing of hybrids. Come on. All right. Now, so, I mean, folks think that I'm joking. I'm not joking. These white people know that they are in trouble with us, and they don't want to face up to it. The worst is that they move in with us everywhere we are. They bring their people complanted, and they know they are sodomites. They are transplanting themselves inside of our people. Oh. And so, it goes on that nobody don't want to face this, you know, but, you know, it's been too long now that we are under this kind of bombardment to normalize what is not normal. So this is clear that a back crossing and introgression is going on. It had to be done. It must be done within the species and keeping to the parent species. That's the way it's supposed to go. You can't go outside. And that's what these white people have been doing for over 100,000 years now, and doing it to all of our species, our people. You see? All right. So crossing is a crossing of a hybrid with one of its parent or an individual genetic similar to its parent. To achieve offspring with a genetic identity closer to that of the parent, it is used in horticulture, animal breeding, and production of the gene knockout organism. In Eurasia, interbreeding between, listen this, in Eurasia, interbreeding between Neanderthals and Homo erectus, modern human, took place several times. That's how they lose their monkey face. Lose their monkey face, but they, oh my gosh, Lord have mercy. They are saying it now. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. You know, in Eurasia, they are telling you plain, like they don't know that Neanderthals belongs to sapien species. They don't, these sodomite monkey face interbreed with Neanderthals. You know, it's wrong. This is serious stuff. All right. So it goes on to say, they do it many times for 18,000 years. The introgression that we talk about, the transfer. This is where that's why we don't have any sense. Because of the introgression between anti-parent, you see what I mean? Into modern human, or estimated to have happened about 47,000 years to 60,000 years ago. With Neanderthals, and about 44,000 years ago with Denisovan. I don't know what they're talking about, Denisovan. I don't know nothing about Denisovan. Did Neanderthal mate with Erectus? Yes. The researchers say this is evidence of strong gene flow between Neanderthals and the early modern human. Mean the Cro-Magnon, the Homo erectus, they were interbreeding rather a lot
You hear that? So often, in fact, that the Neanderthal members dwindled towards the end of their existence. Dwindled, really. Their Y chromosome may have and been replaced entirely with your own. Talk about what charge, what charges occurred on the part of introgression between the hominid species and the Y sapien? Investigation into the crash of two opposing taxonomic species class. You see. So my friend, that's where we are here. Hopefully that people will get to find out that the human existence, as it is right now, it's out of hand. It's out of hand because what is supposed to maintain civility, you know, that's what ruined the civilization, you see, is because of violation of the species, mixing blood. That's why the world is in the shape it's in, you see. And there is nobody at all to say what's wrong. I'm saying what's wrong right now. And so, my friends, that's what I have to tell you today. I'm not going to like try and say anything more. Let's hope that you are benefited by what you hear. And you know, this is not anything to believe. This is something to identify. It's a knowledgeable thing we're talking about. It's not something that didn't happen. What we are talking about here is what it is and what happened when you have a wrong application of what is supposed to be, because you say you are to do this back breeding with hybrids within the parent. Okay, you have to work within your species, within that original. You can't go out of it and go interbreed. You have to breed within it. Okay? You get irrelevant if you go out. And that's the reason why the mental illness is happening to the African people right now. These white people take them and turn them into anything they want. That don't have to do with civilization at all. Because what? People want sex. You know what I mean? And sex lead to anything you want. Now, if you're doing it wrong, you're going to reap. You're going to perish, you see. And if you are the victim of something, why you want to stay a victim to somebody who is destroying you? Gradually, they're destroying you and you don't care. It means, well, your brain is gone a long time and nobody can help you. All right, my friends. All right, let's see what I can do here. Play a little tune and then we will end this edition.
Take good care of yourself.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
That love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly things we never take notice of. suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair would last forever. Suddenly life has new meaning to me. Suddenly, you're in love. Ooh, there's beauty up above, things we never take no. Suddenly, you're in
love.
It's get bigger. It's even get bigger. Yeah. That's Clayton, and that is